Chapter 4. Innocent Blood. First Demon. Oh, what I should find most delightful after a sleepless night is a sherbet of anise with a liqueur. Seventh Demon. As for me, I should rather hear David sing. Saul. God of David, help me. André Gide, Saul. On the very day after Saul first heard the women of Israel sing David's praises, according to the rather woozy biblical chronology, the young war hero was back in the court of the old king, plucking the strings of his lyre in an effort to soothe the suffering Saul. Then, suddenly, King Saul rose to his feet, seized a spear, and hurled the weapon at David's head with one mighty thrust. "I will pin David to the wall," vowed Saul. Only by sidestepping the spear and fleeing from the palace did the spry David escape with his life. The weapon hurtled past the spot where he had stood a moment before and planted itself deep in the far wall. Here, Saul's murderous rage is traced by the biblical author to God himself. An evil spirit from God came mightily upon Saul, and he raved in the midst of the house. Even in the grip of madness, Saul understood that God was siding with David. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul. 1 Samuel 18, 10-12. Elsewhere, however, the biblical text suggests a wholly human motive for the attempted murder of David. Saul had already marked David as his rival for kingship in the overheated tribal politics of ancient Israel, and so Saul became David's constant enemy, 1 Samuel 18:29. A third explanation for Saul's failed attempt at homicide is provided by a psychiatric reading of the same text. Saul, after years of intermittent manic depression, had finally slipped into plain homicidal madness. There were spooky, tempestuous spells, David says in Joseph Heller's God Knows, in which killing me was just about the only thing Saul had on his rabid and demented mind, the poor fucking nut. Whether it was politics or madness or a meddlesome God, or all three at once, that turned Saul's love for David into